Yes, we can. We don't back down. We don't quit. We are Americans. And today, here with all of you, I have never been more hopeful about our future than I am right now. I am confident that we can make this happen and move this country forward. Thank you very much, Tampa. I love you guys. Thank you.
President Obama plans to take on the country's economic challenges by funding a nationwide high-speed rail network with $8 billion in federal stimulus funding. Speaking to a crowd of about 3,000 at University of Tampa, Obama announced how the rail plans will improve the U.S. economy with new jobs and more efficient transportation.
We won't stop fighting to spark innovation and ignite a clean energy economy where America's workers are building solar panels and wind towers and cutting-edge batteries for automobiles, because the nation that leads the clean energy revolution will be the nation that leads the global economy. And as I said last night, other countries aren't waiting. They want those jobs. China wants those jobs. Germany wants those jobs. They are going after them hard, making the investments required. We're not going to stop fighting to give every American a fair shake.
High-speed rail advocates anticipate the project to bring about 23,000 jobs to Florida over the next 4 years, since rail projects will require construction and maintenance workers to build the 84-mile-long track. The rail plans are part of Obama's pledge to create jobs.
1 in 10 Americans still can't find work. That's why creating jobs has to be our number one priority in 2010. I've been fighting for working folks my entire adult life. That's why I entered public service, to fight for folks in Chicago. That's why I ran for the state Senate. That's why I ran for the U.S. Senate. That's why I ran for president, to fight for people here in Tampa and people here in Florida, and to fight for people all across the United States of America.
China leads the world with the fastest high-speed train, which can reach a top speed of 250 miles per hour. The fastest train in the U.S. goes from Boston to Washington, D.C., and only goes about 150 miles per hour. But Florida state officials anticipate the train from Tampa to Orlando could get up to 168 miles per hour, making the commute between the cities less than an hour-long trip. Vice President Joe Biden says that Florida's $1.25 billion portion of the funding is only for the initial part of the plan.
So you'll be able to get on a train here in Orlando in less than an hour without battling traffic and congestion, arrive at your destination. Ladies and gentlemen, this single investment is not going to solve all our transportation issues overnight. Instead, with more than $55 billion of proposals from 50 states all across the country, we're providing $8 billion in seed money. And today's awards provide only the initial funding for the rail system. Like Tampa to Orlando route, more funding is going to come in the future as progress is made.
Florida Senator Bill Nelson said the train could be the biggest boost to the state economy since Disney or the interstate highway system. Ed Taranchik founded Connect Us, a group created solely for connecting Tampa and Orlando by developing high-speed rail.
We are going to get all that money. I think it's just how this program is being structured, and you'll hear details about that today. Typically, on these kinds of things, they'll do a grant coupled with a letter of intent. So listen to the details, but I'm not particularly worried about it. Take, for example, I-75. When they made a commitment to build I-75 from Georgia to Miami, they didn't award us the $4 or $5 billion to do it. It came in segments and in over years. So I think you'll hear that today.
According to Taranchik, the project is ready to go, and the funding can cover the first design phase.
They haven't done any detailed engineering or design work. That's got to happen. And then they got to go out and start moving dirt, building bridges, doing all that sort of thing. And that will take probably 2 years and probably about $1.2 billion. In fact, I believe that's how the application even reads. So I think it is all the money that we need to get going. And I think the president's wise to spread the money around the country, because no one can use all that money on the front end. And I think we probably got more money per person than any state in America.
City Council Chair Thomas Scott said that the local light rail projects could be covered by the 1 cent sales tax initiative on the ballot this fall, but funding for high-speed rail will have to come from the legislature.
The high-speed rail is an initiative of the state legislature, so hopefully from their budget, from something that they would do, it will kick in the rest of the remaining of the fund that would be needed for the high-speed rail. $1.2 billion is a lot of money to turn down. So let's take that 1.2 and find ways how to add to that so that we can have high-speed rail going from Tampa to Orlando, Orlando to Tampa.